This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Tuesday, the 16th of April. MPs have voted in favour of government plans to stop young people ever being able to legally smoke.
The ayes to the right, 383, the noes to the left, 67. So the ayes have it, the ayes have it. Unlock.
The bill also cracks down on youth vaping. As expected, there was a rebellion from some Tory MPs, including former Prime Minister Liz Truss, who says it aims to limit people's freedom. Another is MP Jake Berry, who gave his views here on Times Radio earlier before the vote.
My view, the first question is, will this ban on 15-year-olds actually work? My view is no. And the second question I posed to the House of Commons today is, do we, even in this parliament, have a mandate to do it? Because what we're actually talking about, it's not whether Rishi has a mandate. No one has a mandate, because it was in none of our manifesto.
A school known as Britain's strictest, the Michaela Community School, has won a court challenge brought by a pupil banned from publicly praying. The judgment has been welcomed by the government and secular campaigners. Others warned that without national guidance or new legislation, such cases would continue to be brought. Dr. Adrian Hilton is a lecturer in political philosophy and education and a former education advisor to Michael Gove. He's explained to Times Radio why Catherine Birbalsingh, head of Michaela Community School, took the action she did.
When the ethos is towards inclusion and team building and community, what Catherine Birbalsingh opposes is an agenda which seeks to be divisive. What she observed is that one or two then began to coerce others with lines like, well, if you're a proper Muslim, you must also do this. And that's what she was contending against, because it becomes destructive and divisive.
The IDF has confirmed that an Israeli strike has killed a Hezbollah commander. Zach Anders is a correspondent in Sderot near the Gaza Strip. He gave this update to Times Radio.
By my count, this is the 12th senior Hezbollah officer that's been killed since this conflict began. The IDF has released some of this information regarding the Hezbollah strike, some, not all. Unlike with the IRGC strikes, where it's been a little bit more vague on their part, today the IDF came right out and said that they were the ones that killed this, they're calling him a senior Hezbollah operative, Ismail Youssef Baz.
Meanwhile, the UN watchdog has said it's concerned Israel could target Iranian nuclear facilities in retaliation for the attack last weekend. Meanwhile, according to Russian state media, Vladimir Putin has had a call with Iran's president calling for restraint. And Birmingham Airport has reopened after a security scare on a plane. An Aer Lingus flight bound for Belfast took off but then turned back after the discovery of what the airline called an undeclared item. It now says it wasn't a security risk. Incoming flights were diverted to other airports such as Manchester, Nottingham and Bristol. There's more on all these stories throughout the night on Times Radio.